Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, 19 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the last line before the lines become wide, where the Gemara explains the words in the Mishnah, Chafti B'Tashlume Niskoi. The Gemara is going to focus on the word Tashlume. Let us begin the Gemara. Chafti B'Niskoi Like Tani. When I'm Mechuyev for my possession, which caused the damage, or where the person himself made a damage. It doesn't say here, chafti b'niskoi, which Rashi explains would indicate that I have to pay the whole thing. Ela b'tashlume niskoi. Tashlume, as Rashi explains, comes from the lashon of hashlama, that I have to just make up the difference. In other words, as Rashi explains, if, for example, my shore damaged another shore, and the carcass of the dead animal is worth 50, it originally was worth 200, so if it would have said chafti b'niskoi, it would mean that I have to repay one shore for the other. I have to pay $200. But since it says tashlume niskoi, it means that 50, the nizik, gets from the carcass, he has to deal with the carcass, and my damage was 150, and I have to make up that difference of 150. The difference here is whether the mazik is busy with the carcass or the nizik is busy with the carcass. If it's chafti bin niskoi, I have to replace the exact damage, so I keep the carcass and I pay measure for measure. Whatever I damaged, I have to pay. But if it's tashlume niskoi, then the nizik is busy with the carcass, and the mazik only has to pay the difference. To Nina, if this is the correct shot in our Mishnah, then it will be saying identically, laha, the Tana Rabbanan, that which we learned in a brisa. For we learned in a brisa, tashlume nezek, the lashon is that you are, again, making up the difference of a nezek, malamed, this teaches us that the nizik has to deal with the carcass. Metaplum means he takes the carcass. He has to deal with it. He has to bother with it. And the mazik is mashlim. Again, Rashi says, the meloshin ashlama, he has to make up the difference in our example of the 150. Now, Tosfos in the third Tosfos on the Amud points out that when it says by bor, Baal Habor Yishalim, over there we're not going to darshan Yashlim. There it certainly means the Baal Habor has to pay. Why over here? I mean, actually, it's actually the Tosis is going on the pasuk that we're going to learn for the makor of this, which is Yishalmenu, as we'll see in a moment, which means Yashlimenu. So Tosfos, well, I went ahead of myself. Let's see the drush inside, and then we'll see this Tosfos. Mino ani mili. The Gemara asks, what's the source in the Torah that tells us that the nizik has to deal with the carcass? Amrabami d'amakra. The pasuk says, when a person kills an animal, make nefesh behema yishalmeno. That when a person kills an animal, he has to pay for it. Al tikri, don't read this word as yishalmena, but since we know the Torah doesn't deal with the nekudos, with the vowels, we could, ella yashlimena, we could take the same letters and change the nekudos and read it yashlimena, which means, Rashi explains, to be mashlim, to make up. Here's where Tosfos comes in and says that when we have a pasuk Baal Habor Yishalim, we're not going to say Yishalim means Yashlim. But here, by Yashlimena, the Gemara said it makes more sense, by Yishalmena to pay, it makes more sense to say that it means Yashlimena. Why? Because you're not saying Make Nefesh Behema Yishalim, you should pay. You're saying Yishalmena, you should pay it. Which would indicate that you're taking the animal itself and using that as a payment. Which means you're bringing back the animal to its former status, and you're making good to make it up to its previous level. But that's impossible, says Tosfos, because it's dead. So Elamai, that's why in this pasuk specifically we say, don't read it Yishalmena, I'll pay for it. He has to pay for it, but rather Yashlimena, he has to make it up by being mashlim the difference. But bottom line is that the Nizik takes the $50 worth carcass, and the Mazik, the one who killed the shore, he will make up the difference of the 150. Rav Kahana Amar Mihacha. Rav Kahana says, I have a second source. In fact, we're going to have three sources to the same halacha. Rav Kahana says to him, and I just want to focus on the name Rav Kahana, because later in the Gemara, this name will play a significant role. What's Rav Kahana's pasuk? Im tarif yitarif yivyeyu, ein hatrefa lo yishalem. This is a parsha of Shomer Sachar, as Rashi points out. The second parsha amongst the Shomer goes on Shomer Sachar. And the pasuk shot of the pasuk is that a Shomer Sachar is chayav for gneiva v'aveda, but he's potter for oinsen. And the pasuk here, pasuk shot, is speaking about oinsen. If there was a wolf came and tore up the sheep, so what does the Shomer Sachar have to do? He has to bring a witness that the sheep was torn up, and then lo yishalim, then he doesn't have to pay because he's potter on oinsen. However, the Gemara is learning it here differently, as Rashi explains. In taref yitaref, if there was a negligence, and the shomer sachar is chayiv for the pshia that he didn't guard it correctly, so then he has to pay for it. So we learn the word here again without nekudos. Instead of reading aid hatrefa, the witness of the trefa, we read ad hatrefa. And the Gemara darshans it like this: ad hatrefa yishalom, up to the carcass of the sheep that was cut up by the wolf, the shomer sachar has to pay. But trefa atzma lo yishalom. That's what the pasuk means when it says lo yishalom. He doesn't have to pay for the trefa itself. Why? Because who gets to keep the trefa? The nizik, the one who was mafkid, who gave over his sheep to be guarded. He's the one that has to deal with the carcass, and the shomer sachar has to make up the difference. Chizkiya says, I have a third source for this halacha, that bailim metaplim benevela, that they have to deal with the carcass itself. And this pasuk is in Shmoy's Perichov Alef Pasuk Lamed Vav, and the pasuk says, Oy noida ki shor nagachum et malshoshim. We're speaking about a shor muet. So, v'lo yishmeranu, and the Baal will not watch him properly, v'lo yishmeranu, Baal love, the din is, shalim yishalim, shor, tachas ashor, v'hameis yaloi. The concluding words of the pasuk are that the mace belongs to him. V'hameis yaloi, says the Gemara, l'nizik. The nizik gets the carcass. V'chein tonu de bechizkia, v'hameis yaloi l'nizik, that it belongs to the nizik. And by the way, if you remember from yesterday's shiur, that Rashi brought down this Gemara, that Vahamesi Eloi by Shor is learned differently than Vahamesi Eloi by Bor. By Bor, Vahamesi Eloi means that the owner of the Bor has to be able to eat, has to be able to have Hanoah from the Mace, and this precludes Shor Psule HaMikdashim, as we learned yesterday, because Shor Psule HaMikdashim can only be eaten through Shechita, but it can't be given over for dogs to eat. So that's why the din is a Shor Psule HaMikdashim that falls into a boar. The owner of the boar is not Chayiv. And Rashi says, even though we have the same Pasuk about Mesi Eloi, by Shor, that's the Pasuk that we're learning right now, the Gemara is going to darshan it for something else. What is our Gemara darshaning it? For a total different halacha. And the halacha is, Bailim Metaplim Benevela. That was mentioned in yesterday's shir by Rashi. So the Gemara says, very nice to Russia. Ato Imelin Nizik and El Mazik. How do you know from the words about Mesi Eloi? Who's the Loi? Does the Loi mean the Nizik? Maybe it means the Mazik. Amrat, you will say, Loi Kachoya. If it meant the Mazik, it shouldn't have been written like this. So the Gemara asks, my Loi Kachoya, how else should it have been written? If it was the Mazik, how would you have written it differently? Amrabai Isak Dat Nevela the Mazik. That the Mazik has to be bothered with the Nevela. And he has to pay the full 200 of the value of the ox when it was alive to the Nizik. And he gets to keep the carcass. Isak Dat Nevela the Mazik. Have you listed Rechman Ashor Tachas Ashor? Let the Pasuk just say he pays a shore for a shore of a Lishtik. and be quiet. Vamesi Eloi Lomali. What do you have to write? Vamesi Eloi. In other words, obviously, if he pays for his full damage, 200, as Rashi explains, so obviously there's a carcass there. Who gets the carcass? Obviously the mazik gets the carcass. Because you, Nizik, you've been paid for your loss. The $200, I paid you the full 200. Of course, now I get to keep the carcass. So why would the Torah have to tell us about Macy Eloy? Elamai Shmamin Olenizik. Must be the Torah is telling you, no, that I, the Mazik, only have to pay 150. You, the Nizik, Vamesi Eloy, you get to keep the carcass. Utsricha. So the Gemara now wants to know, why are three psukim necessary to teach us the same halacha? We need all three. Because Rechamon HaMakabe Mishamena, if it would said the first pasuk of Rab Ami, which, by the way, let's review, Makabe Mishamena speak about when a person kills a shor. So if you would tell me that over there, by Limitap Benevela, the Nizik has to take the carcass, I would say, you know why over there? Why did the Torah have Rachmanis on the Mazik over there? Mishum de lo shchicha. That's not a normal thing that a person kills an animal. He gets in a fight with an animal and he kills it. People only kill people, but now that's lo shchich, that he should kill animals. Avol trefa de shchicha emaloi. But trefa, when a wolf comes and devours a sheep, that's more prevalent. So there I would say the Torah didn't have a Rachmanis on the Shomer Sachar in the second pasuk that we brought of Im Torah Yatarif that he has to pay. I would, Ad HaTrefa. I would have thought that maybe there the Shomer Sachar has to reimburse the Mafkid with the full value of the sheep that was given into his possession. Come Utsricha. That's why it's necessary to tell me that not only by Makay Nefesh, but even by Shomer Sachar, the din is, no, that by Lamatapim Ben Avela, that the Shomer Sachar only has to pay 150. It doesn't have to pay the full 200. And the Mafkid gets to keep the carcass. V'yashmina Trefa. If it would have told me this halacha by Trefa, by Shomer Sachar, Mishum de Memela. The Torah was more lenient by Shomer Sachar because that's something that happened by itself. The Shomer didn't do it with his hands. He wasn't careful in the shmir, was negligent, and it happened automatically. Avo makah behemah to be a diet, but by makah nefesh, where he himself, he took a sword and killed the animal with his own hands, Amaloy there would have thought the Torah was not, did not have Rachmanis on him, and therefore, there the mazik should be the one to be bothered with the nevela. Kamash malon, that even in that case, the nizik is the one, even by yadayim of the mazik, it's still the nizik that has to take the carcass. V'yashmin and hanitarti, if it would have told me by makah nefesh, and if it would have told me by shomer sachar that the nizik has to deal with the carcass, I would say, you know why? Why does the Torah have rachmanis in both of these cases on the mazik? Ha mishum d'lo shchicha, makah nefesh is not shchiach. It's not a usual case. And v'ha, by trefa, by shomer sachar, mishum d'memela. Because it wasn't an action that he did with his hands, but it happened by itself, the wolf came. Avo vamesi eloi, but by shor nagach, the third case, where there we say, bailo metaplum nevela, the nizik gets the carcass, there it's shchicha, we're speaking about a shor amuad, it's shor nakon, so it's prevalent, ubi adayim, so if you look in Rashi, on the fifth last line, from Rashi, in the Adivra Masma Mesi Eloi, Rashi says, let's look inside. Mishtoi b'shor nagich d'shchichu b'yadayim u'mamish. So if we look, if we learn the parentheses, it would seem the following. Shashor shehu memoinoi shal mazik nischavein lahazik. So it would seem that it's the onus is going on the mazik that your ox is the one who is doing this damage. It's a direct damage from your property, but the marshal takes out the parentheses, and then it reads, "Mishtoi b'shor nagach d'shchich u'biyadayim humamish shehu nischaven lahazik." So, in other words, the ox itself, we're focusing on the ox. The shor nakhon, it's a direct biyadayim. Malicious intent, kavanas lahazik, as we had before in the Masechta. So in other words, we're not speaking about something that happened memelev, certainly if we're looking at it from the ox's point of view. So and therefore, back to the Gemara, Emaloi. I would think the Torah didn't have Rachmanis on the owner of the ox in such a circumstance. So therefore, and I would have thought that the Torah didn't have Rachmanis on the Mazik. And therefore, he does have to be occupied with the Nevel Kamash Malan, the Nizik. V'i Ashmin Amesi Eloi. Let it just say Amesi Eloi, and I know the others. No. Mishum de Memayna Kamazik. His ox scored, not him. Avil Hachabat by Shoimer. And by Makenefesh, the Begufa Mazik, where his guf was Mazik. So Rashi says, even though Shoimer, he didn't do something with his hands, it was Memelu, we said, but in a certain sense, it's guf, why? Because he was negligent. It's not his money that's damaging, it's not a direct, with his hands, killing an animal, but by being negligent, he is bodily responsible for the fact that the animal got killed. So I would say, when's gufay mazik, emaloi, that maybe there it should be the mazik who's responsible for the carcass. Tzricha, therefore, in all these cases, we need to say specifically that bailim, metaplim, benevela, that the nizik has to take care of the carcass. Now, amar le rav kahana le rav. And I asked you before to focus on the name of Rav Kahana, and this is why, because of this piece of Gemara right here. All the Achroinim ask a tremendous kasha. Let's see what the Gemara says. Armalei Rav Kahana l'Rav. Rav Kahana asked the kasha to Rav. El time it occurs Rachmanav Amesi Eloi. The only reason we say that Baila Metaplim Neveila, the Nizik, gets the carcass, because the Pasuk says, Vamesi Eloi. Holav Hachi, if it would not have said Amesi Eloi, this is, by the way, the limit of Chizkia and Tana Debe Chizkia, that we learned it out from Amesi Eloi. If the Pasuk wouldn't have said it, Havamin, I would have thought Neveila the Mazik Havi. I would have said that the Mazik has to be bothered with Neveila. So I have a question to you. Let's say the Mazik was in the carcass business, and he has a carcass a dollar. He lines up 100 carcasses. He has to pay $150. He lines up 150, 200. He has 200 carcasses, and he's ready to give it over to the Nizik. Wouldn't he be able to give it to him? Of course he would. Yovle. Why? We learned before in the Masechta. Domer Mar, Yoshev L'Rabbi Shava Kesev Afilusubin. He's allowed to pay. If he's paying from karka, we learned meta. But if he's paying from a commodity, we learned the commodity here is worth one value, and someplace else has a higher value. It's considered meta wherever it is. So you're allowed to pay for shavakesev, which is equal to money, even bran, even a low-grade commodity like bran. So if I can pay other carcasses, the day mi boya, the carcass that I caused when my ox gored your ox and killed your ox, can't I use that very carcass, that freshly minted carcass, can't I use it in my payment? I could use 100 different carcasses. So why does the Torah have to tell me if I'm Amesi Eloi? I would know that without it. So all the Achroinim, the Maram, the Marshah, the Pnei Yeshua, they all ask on this Gemara, wait a second, but Rav Kahana was one of the three Manda Amrim who before learned from a different Pasuk, so what's he asking a Kasha on Rav? We could ask the same Kasha Rav Kahana on his own Pasuk. Rav Kahana learned from a different Pasuk. In Torah Yitarev, Yaviu Eta Trevi. That what? That the Sharmi Socher only has to pay beyond the value of the carcass. Who gets the carcass? The Mafkit. So I have the same Kasha. Why is it a better Kasha on Chizkiah from Vamesi Eloi. So Bepashtis, the Achroinim answer, there's two Rav Kahanas. There's an early Rav Kahana and a later Rav Kahana. If you look in the Masoreh Sashas, Sif Katan Dalit, it says that instead of saying Omrei Rav Kahana L'Rav, it's Omrei Rav Kahana, the Hagoras Hashri says L'Rava. So Rav Kahana and Rava's generation was a later generation than in the time of Rav. That's a different Rav Kahana. There's a Rav Kahana Kama and a Rav Kahana Basra. So the simple answer to this kasha is that this is not Rav Kahana who learned it out from a different pasuk. This is Rav Kahana, the later Rav Kahana, who's asking this kasha. There's a lumdish teretz here from the Afike Yam. I'm not going to go through the whole teretz, but I just want to raise the Chakira, because he brings up an interesting Chakira. He says that it is the same Rav Kana, but it depends from which pasuk you learn. It's only a kasha if you learn it from the pasuk of Chizkiv Amesi Eloi. And he bases his teretz on a Chakira when we say that the Nizik gets the $50 carcass. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that I say that the Mazik only lechatchila made $150 damage? He never made a $200 damage. Since the carcass is worth $50, so lechatchila he only made $150 damage. Or do I say no, that really he made a $200 damage, but I can use the $50 as partial payment towards the $200? This is a chakira that Afike Yam uses to answer this kasha ayin shum. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara says you're right. You can't say that the chiddush of these psukim are, of the three psukim are, to tell you that the bialim are metaplim and avail. Of course the bialim are metaplim and avail. Of course if the mazik wants to pay with the carcass, the nizik has to take it. So what is the chiddush of these psukim? If the nevela went down in price, since it's a carcass, so obviously as time goes on, it gets rotten, and it gets depreciates in value. So now, between the day of death and the day of Amar Bedin, when it comes in front of court, it went down instead of being worth $50. Now it's worth only $25. So who suffers that $25 loss? Does the Mazik suffer it? Which would mean we would evaluate it according to the day of Amar Bedin. Or does the Nizik have to eat that $25 loss because the Mazik gets the value that we estimated how much it was worth on the day of death, where it was worth more? So that's the issue here. As Rashi explains, that when we say bialim metaplim nevela, means not only do they have to accept the nevela, but they have to accept the nevela at the price of the day of death when it was worth more, and the mele the mazik has to pay less. Right, the Gemara, lema pchas nevela tanoi. Should we say that this issue, whether pchas nevela is the nizik's responsibility or the mazik's responsibility, is machloikis tanoi? I'm just saying, we learned in the brisa. In tarif, you aid. Now we learned before a pshat that is speaking about pshia, but this Gemara is going to go according to the simple pshat that it's speaking about. But boinus, as we turn to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Yavi Edim Shenitrifa boinus upater, that you have to bring a witness, the Shomer Socher, that Edim saw that it was devoured by a wolf, and it was an accident, and it's potter. And Rashi brings down the pasuk, Oy Nishba Ein Roya, so it's enough with a Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneya, that if it was captured by an oinus, that he makes a shvua, and the Shomer Socher will be potter from oinsim. So either he brings witnesses that it was an oinus, or he swears that it was an oinus, and he's potter. That's the pshat according to the Tana Kama. Abishaloi meryavi aduda lebezdin. He should bring the aduda lebezdin. The mazik should bring the aduda lebezdin. The Shomer Socher should bring. Now, according to Abishal, we're talking about bepshia, that he's responsible to pay. What does the word aduda mean? Aduda means the carcass. Let's look in Rashi. How do we get that to mean carcass? So Rashi says, lebezdin leshuma, to evaluate how much it's worth, kamishava, v'achimash makra, yavi ayu, aid yavi aduda. Where do we find that aduda means a carcass? As it says in Bereshis Memtes, ba'boiker yachal ad, that in the morning he'll eat the prey. And then the pasuk continues, Ula erev yichalik shol, at night he will share the spoils, and the Targum translates the word sholol to mean adah, which means the carcasses that are divided up as spoils. So we find that the word ad, referring to the carcasses, that is the spoils, and memela, that's what the pasuk, according to Abishol, means, not to bring a witness. But again, we're saying that the Torah is not speaking about with nekudos. So it's not aid, witness, but ad. He should bring the aduda to Bezdin. Now, why is he bringing the aduda to Bezdin? Let's see what the Gemara understands. My love, alchemifically. What's the Machlokes Tanakama and Abishol? The mars of her Pchasnevel of the Nizik. That Abishol holds the Pchasnevel goes to the Nizik. He loses. Havi. Umar sover the Mazik Havi. The other one, the Chachamim, hold that the Mazik is the one who loses on the depreciation of the nevela. As Rashi explains, we cannot say that Abishol is arguing on the concept of a Shomer Sachar being potter by Oynis. That is less mandapalig. A Shomer Sachar is potter in Oynis. So what does Abishol want to accomplish with telling us that aid is not aid, a witness, but aid is ad, and it means aduda, carcass? So Rashi says, must be, that the mazik is going to bring the carcass to Bezdin. Why does he want to bring the carcass to Bezdin? Because he wants to save on payments. So Rashi explains, it can't be that you're telling me he can use it b'shas amod b'din, because that's obvious. Like we learned, that he pays a filisubin. He pays anything, shavakesev. So $25 it's worth the carcass? Of course I can subtract that from the 100 and from the 200 that I owe you. Of course I only owe you 175. That's no chiddush. It must be Yavi Aduda LeBezdin, because I can even devaluate it. I can even subtract what it was worth at the time of Misa. Because, why? Because Pchas Nevela Denizik. At the time of Misa, it was worth 50 to carcass. Now the carcass is only worth 25. Who takes the loss of the 25? Denizik takes the loss, according to Abishol. Pchas Nevela Denizik. That's why the Mazik's bringing it to subtract from what he owes to the Nizik. And what do the Chachamim hold who don't make this drasha? They hold that Pchas Nevela is the Mazik. All the mazik can get out of is 25. So to tell me that he can pay 25, as Rashi explained before, that's obvious. Because whatever he can use a shavaketz, whatever has value, he's allowed to pay for nezakin. That's what we learned out from the pasuk of Yashiv l'rabbi shavaketz afilosubit. So the pasuk can't be teaching that. And the chachamim hold, he doesn't get the value of 50, which it was b'shas misa. Why? Because p'chas nevela, who has to suffer the loss of the depreciation of the nevela, that's the mazik has to. Therefore, the chachamim don't learn yavi aduda lebesdin. They learn the drasha is simple, an aid comes and says, an oinus happened, and the shomer sachar is potter. The pasuk is not speaking up shia. The pasuk is speaking about oinus, and an aid is telling that an oinus happened. That's what the Gemara wants to say, and that's Gemara's kasha. Should we say that pchas nevela is a machloikis between these two opinions? Zoi. Zok the Gemara, no. The Kuliyama Denizik. Everybody will hold that we go Bishas Misa and the Mazik gets the advantage of Pchas Nevela and not, and the Nizik suffers the loss. What's the Machloikis between Abishol and Tanakama? V'hacha b'toyrech Nevela kemifkali. The Machloikis is who has to bring the animal up from the pit till the top of the pit. You have to get an excavation group. You have to pay for delivery charges to get it up from down at the bottom of the pit to the top. So who has to pay for that? Who has to be busy with that tircha of bringing the nevel up? So according to Abishol, Yavi Aduda, Abishol holds that the Shomer Sachar, the Mazik, who let this happen b'pshia, he is the one who has to fetch the nevela. And the Chachamim will hold, no, that it's the Nizik who has to do it. That is the Machloikas. V'atanya, and Rashi says, b'nechusa. This is not a kasha, but this is a raya. We have a shita like that. Acherim oimrim. Others say, minayin shalbal habor, lahal shormi bor. How do you know that it's the mazik, the owner of the pit, who has to bring up the ox from the pit where it fell in and died? Talmud Leimer, Kesev, Yashul Bav. He has to return the value of the ox to the owner. Veha meis. And he also has to return the mace. In other words, he himself has to pick up the mace and get it, or he has to hire people to bring it up. That is the mazik. That is according to the sheet of Abishol. And what is not mentioned here is the second sheet of the Chachamim, who argue and say that no, it's the Nizik who has to bring it up. That's the Machloikis. It's not a Machloikis in Pchas Nevela the Nizik. Everybody holds Pchas Nevela is the Nizik. The Machloikis is Toirich Nevela. Amalei Abai Adarav. Abai had a kasha on this shot that we just learned, by that the Balabor has to be Toirich and bring it up from the bottom. Hi Toirich Nevela. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Elam and the Bibir Shav Zuza. If in the pit it's worth a Zuz. Vagudan on the bank of the pit Shav Yarba. It's worth 4. So what does the Torah have to tell me? That the mazik has to pick it up from the ground, from the pit, the balabor. has to pick it up, of course, obviously he's going to pick it up anyway, even if the Torah wouldn't tell him. Why? Because it's worth more to him. He's using this as a repayment of what he was mazik the nizik, ki torach, but enough shik torach. Who is he busy for? He's busy for the himself, because he's going to, the more it's worth, if it's worth one downstairs and four up, I want to get it up. So the Torah doesn't have to command them to bring it up. Of course I'll bring it up. I subtract it from what I owe the nizik. Amarlei, like Tzrich, he answered, it must be speaking about the Bebir Rishav Yezuzah. Downstairs in the pit, it's worth a Zuzah. V'aguda Nami Shav Yezuzah. And on top of the pit, it's also worth a Zuz. Fei de Gemor, mi kakai gavda. What happened to delivery charges? You have to excavate it. That doesn't happen for nothing. So how could it be? The Gemara says, no, sometimes you do have such a case. In the Ha'amri Inshi, people say, Kishura Abim. Bemas in the city, bezuzah, kishura bedibra, a beam in a field is also bezuzah. You had to bring it from the lumber yard. You had to bring it from the city out into the countryside. What happened to the delivery charges? Apparently sometimes the lumber yard will eat the delivery charges. They won't charge you. They'll just, the same price you got in the store, you'll have. It's a rare thing, but it does happen. So mainly here we'll have to say, it's speaking about a case where it would be the same price. People would pay the same price for a carcass on top of the pit and at the bottom of the pit. And the male of the Torah has to tell you that the mazik, according to Abishol, has to, the Baal HaBor, the Torah had to tell you, according to the Echeirim, has to bring up the nevela from the bottom of the pit. Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, this halacha that we learned, that a mazik, now, by the way, in this next piece of Gemara, there's a few shittas of Rishayim. We will learn two of them. We'll start off, of course, with Rashi and Tosfos. We have learned that the mazik can have the nevela estimated, how much it's worth, bishas misa, and he can subtract that from what he owes to the nizik. However, says the Gemara, that this, and Rashi, by the way, says it's a minig dayonin. This was a minig of the judges. Tosfos in the third Tosfos, Divrei Masnel Beshiltas Rav Achoi, is goyrus not minig dayanim like Rashi, but rather Omar Shmuel Omar Li Abba. Shmuel said, this is what Rav, who we called Abba, told me, that this halacha that we're shaman on behalf of who? On behalf of the mazik, that's only by mazik. But ain't shaman loyla ganav loyla gazlan. By a ganav and a gazlan who broke something, they can't say, okay, we'll return the broken thing, the broken chair, to the person we stole it from. And it used to be worth $200, and now it's worth $50, so we only have to pay you back $150. No, you have to pay him a new chair, $200. The broken chair, you keep it. This halach, that's how Rashi and Taisa learn. And Taisa says, even though a ganav and a gazlan, is what we learned before, is one of the 24 mazikin, and by mazikin we have a din of yoshev l'rabbi shava kesev afilu subin. So why shouldn't the ganav and gazlan have the same advantage that the mazik has, that he can give back a nevela and have the nevela estimated and subtracted from what I owe you? No, because by ganav and gazlan it says you have to return veheshev as exela asher gozal, brings Tosfos. And we learn out, Ke'en Shegozal. But by Ganav and Gazlan is a special pasuk that your first duty is to replace what you stole. If it's not here, you have to replace a similar item to what you stole. But you can't give me a broken chair and then pay me for the difference. So that's where Ganav and Gazlan part from Mazik. That's the pshat of Rashi and Tosfos. However, Tosfos in Bava Metzia, in the name of the Ravah, and the Tosfos or Rosh, similarly, in the name of the Ravah, say a different pshat. That if the Ganav and Gazlan want to do this, we allow them to do it. Not like Tosfos. But we don't encourage them to do it. By a mazik, we, the Beis Din, advocates on his behalf and says, listen, mazik, you should know, $50 you don't have to pay from the nevela. That's the nizik. You only have to pay $150. We advocate for him. By the Ganav and Gazlan, we don't advocate. But if they insisted we want to do this, the Beis Din would allow them. That's how these Rishonim learned the pshat in Ein Shaman. But we're going to go, let's go with the sugi, the Parshim Pshat, according to Rashi and Tosfos. So again, Amar Shmuel, Ein Shama Lo Legan Velo Legazin, and El Nezikin. The only time we use this thing to subtract is by Nezikin. V'ani Yomer Af L'Shoyel, and I say the same halacha by Shoyel. V'Abba Moideli, and Abba, who is Rav, he's Moided to me. Now, it's not clear what did he mean that the same din is by Shoyel. Iboyalu, Hachi Kamar, did he mean to say like this? Af L'Shoyel Shaman, that Shoyel has the same din as what? As Nezikin that you do estimate on behalf of the Mazik, Va'aba and Rav Moideli, Oidil Mahachi Kamar, Vani Yomer Af L'Shoyel ain't Shaman, that by Shoyel you're not Shaman. Why? Because a shoyel is like a ganav and a gazlin. V'abba moideli that ain't shaman. What's the pshat? Toshima. So the Gemara now says a story. Dahu gavrit. It was a man. Dishol narga mechavri. He borrowed an axe from his friend. Tavri broke it. Usla kamid Rav. He came in front of Rav. Amale. So Rav said, zil shlimne narga b'alya. Go pay back a good, proper axe. Shema mino ain't shaman. So what do we see? He could have said, wait a second. The broken axe is worth $50. The good axe is $200. Let me pay $150. No. He told him, give him back a $200 axe. A good axe. Shema mino. We see by Shoyel, when you board it and it broke by you, where you're responsible to pay back, you must pay back the full axe, ain't shaman, the broken axe. Adarabba, no, if you bring me a rye from that story, I have a proof just the opposite. Why? Mid Amrli Rav Kana Rav Asi Rav, since Rav Kana Rav Asi, who were the Talmidim of Rav, said to Rav, Dino Hachi. When they heard this halacha, they said, is that Taket Adin? Vishasik, and he kept quiet. So why did he keep quiet? They were his Talmidim. He wouldn't want them to have a wrong pshat. So must be, since he was quiet, that shows Shema Mino Shaman. He agreed. He apparently had charata. He changed his mind. And he agreed that by a shoyel, the halacha is that you could, like by Nezikin, you could, by the Mazik, you can return the nevela, you can return the broken axe, you could subtract the value from what you owe, and you have to pay the difference. Itmar, Amar, Ula, Amar, Rablazer. Ula said in the name of Rablazer, Shaman Laganav Lagazin, he paskin that you are Shaman Laganav Lagazin, not like we learned before. Rapapi Amar, ain't Shaman. Vehilchasa, ain't Shaman Loy Laganav Loy Lagazin. Avul Ishoyel, Shaman. By Ishoyel, you are Shaman. Why? Kid Rav Kana Rav Asi. Because Rav Kana Rav Asi questioned Rav. Rav didn't answer. He kept quiet. That indicates that he agreed with them, that the Alocha by Ishoyel is like Nezikin, that you could subtract what the broken thing is worth, and the Ishoyel has to pay the difference. Now, since we mentioned Ula in the name of Rav Lazar, the derech of the Shas is very often that once we mention this group in one halacha, we bring a series of halachas. In fact, the Gemara is going to bring 7 halachas, short halachas, that Ula said in the name of Rav Lazar. And here comes the second one. V'amar Ula, Amar Rav Lazar. Shilya, the amniotic sac which contains a fetus, sheyotzisa miktsasa, B'yayim Rishon, it went out a little bit the first day, and it went out a little bit the second day. Moin Lamed Rishon, we count it from the first day. Obviously, we need a Hagdama for this Gemara. So the Hagdama is, these are dinim in Tumas Leida. We're speaking about over here, not the Tumah of Dam, of Anidus, but we're speaking about Tumas Leida, and a woman after she gives birth, to a Zohar, she is Tomei 7 days, and for an Akeva, 14 days. Then there's the Yemei Toyar, where even, by the way, she's Tomei even if it's a Leida Yabeshta. Because since we're not talking about Tumas Dam, we're talking about Tumas Leida, even if the Leida is dry, there is no Dam, the Leida itself causes Tuma of 7 and 14. And then there are 33 days by Zohar of Yemei Toyar, that even if she sees Dam, she is Tor during those 33 days. And for Nekeva, 66 days of Dam Toyar. Now, what happens if she miscarried with a Shilya, the amniotic sac containing a fetus? And even if we don't see a fetus, we say that there is a fetus there, but it got Nimuach, it got squashed. And what the Gemara is saying now is that we even go to such an extent as saying that Roiv of it came out. Because if Roiv does not come out, she would not be Tomei. But since we assume, and as one assumption that we make for sure is that whenever the shilya comes out, with the shilya there's a vlad. That's a given, as we'll soon see. But the question is, did Roiv come out or only Amid come out? So there we're machmer, and we say Roiv came out. If Roiv came out, that's the case over here. A little bit came out the first day, let's say Sunday. A little more came out, the rest of it came out on Monday. So we say, we know for sure that some of the vlad came out on Sunday. We don't know if it's Roiv or not. On that we're machmer, Roiv came out. We also don't know, is it Zohar in a Keva? So now we're Machmer, that we assume the fetus is in the Keva, because we have to be Machmer in such a case. So that, let's see it again. Shilya, Sheyatsa Mixas B'yam Rishon, a little bit went out Sunday, on the first day. Umixasa B'yam Sheni, a little bit went out on the second day, on Monday. Moinu Lamina Rishon, you count the Yimei Tumah from Sunday, and it would end, Shabbos, it would end after 14 days, because we're machmer, it's in a cave. Amalei Rava said, Rava, ma datchach l'chumra, you're being machmer to say that you count from when? From the first day, that roiv of the shul you went out the first day, chumra das le kulahu, but that's a chumra that's going to come to a kulah. Why? The kometaris lami rishon. Because if we come to day 15, you're going to say she's Torah. But maybe Roiv only came out on the second day, on Monday. And then she would only become Torah 14 days later on Monday instead of Sunday. So why are you saying nonchalantly that you go Miyom Rishon? El Amar Rava, no. You have to count 15 days. Lochish Choshesh, you have to be Choshesh, maybe. You can't say Vadai Roiv came out, because we don't know, it's a suffix. So the Chumra were Machmer that maybe it came out on Roiv on Sunday. Mimne al-Lasheni, but the actual counting, when it's going to end, that will only end on Monday, which will really be 15 days later. So the Gemara asks, my Kamash Malone, what are you teaching me over here? The Ein, Mixa Shilya B'lay Vlad, that a little bit of the shilya which came out on the first day had to have some vlad. Tanina, we already learned that in a mission in Chulin Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara mean to say? So Rashi explains, one chumrah I'll give you, but two chumras I won't give you. Meaning that if you had a suffix whether a shilya, the amniotic sac, could come out, and perhaps when it came out partially, it had no vlad in it. So it would come out that your chumrah to start from Sunday is based on two chumras. A, I'll have to assume that there was some vlad in the shilya, which itself is a suffix, according to you. And B, that not only was some vlad in it, but that roiv vlad was in it. Because if roiv wasn't, you'll never start counting from day one. So two chumras we will never do. Elamai says the Gemara, it must be that you're telling me the ain't mixer shulya b'loy vlad. It must be that that's a given. That's not a chumrah, that's a given. That a little bit of a vlad you must have in a little bit of a shulya. Even day one, we for sure had some vlad. Oh, the question is it a mixer's vlad? Is it a roi vlad? On that, I'll give one chumrah that will go to the roi vlad. But if we wouldn't take an axiom, that ain mixa shilya b'loy vlad, then I would never be machmer to start from day one. If that's what you're trying to prove to me, so tnina, we learned that in the Mishnah Chulin Daf Ayin Zayin. There it's speaking about an animal, but the halacha by an animal and a woman is the same thing. Shilya shiatsa miktsasa. The halacha is that if you shecht uber yerchima, if you shecht the mother, the shechita helps for the child. What happens if the ober stuck out a limb, a foot, and then it took it back in? That limb is not mutter with the shechita of the mother. What happens if it stuck out its head? Then the whole animal is not, and it stuck back its head inside, and you shechted the mother, you cannot eat the entire vlad that's inside. What happens if a shulya came out? So says the Mishnah there. So again, it has to be the roiv is coming out. Shilya shiatsa miktsasa, asura bachila, you cannot eat it. So again, simen vlad beisha, simen vlad bebeima. A shilya is a simen that there's a vlad here by a woman, a shilya is a simen that there's a vlad here by a behema. So that's why are you being machmer over there? Because you're saying that it's definite that a shilya contains a vlad, And we're machmer that maybe it's even roiv. And if it's roiv, then it's not mutter with the shechita of the mother. So what are you telling me this chiddush over here? In the halacha of a woman who gave birth, we already learned that same halacha by an animal. And you tell me the din shulya by an animal is the same as the din shulya by a woman. So the Gemara answers, imi masnis and havamin, as we turn to daf yad alpha mebeis. If it would be from that mission, I would say no. I would say that really yesh mitzvah shulya b'loy vlad. Really, it's possible, according to the Mishnah in Chulin, that you could have a mitzvah shulya b'loy vlad. If you can have a mitzvah shulya b'loy vlad, so why, if it's stuck out a little bit, is it usher when it goes back with the shechit of the mother, doesn't help for it? Ugzeira mitzvah atakula. Because look what would happen if I would say that a little shulya comes out, you could eat the shulya after it went back in. But if you would say that, then I would think even if the whole shulya came out and then went back in, that the shechit would help. And that's certainly a nevela. Certainly the shechit of the mother does help. So because of that, we make a gzera. So as Rashi explains, that's only a gzera that you can make over there by the animal, because people might come to eat the whole shulya, which will be a nevela. But here by the woman, if we would go with the assumption that mixa shulya is possible beloy vlad. So by the case of the woman, what do you want? You want to make a gzera? For what? That if I don't start on Sunday, they won't start Monday? We see that all the women are going to start on Monday. That's not something we see practically. For sure they start on Monday. They know they have to start sometime. So there is no room for gzeira. So I would have been made a chilek between the case of the woman and the case of the Mishnah in Chulin. So the Kamash Milan, that it's not the pshat that you could have a shulya without a vlad, except I'm making gzeira. Kamash Milan, that you know what the common denominator between the Mishnah in Chulin and our case of the woman, the common denominator is that we take an axiom that ain shulya beloy vlad, that the mixer shulya that comes out must have had a vlad. The only chumrah is we're saying that it's a roiv, and that's why you have to start from the first day. Now comes easier halachas. The Amr Ula Amr Ablazer, Bechor Shen Nitriv B'toich Lamed Yoyim Ein Poit Noisai. A Bechor Rashi, Machlois Rashi and Tais, let's learn Rashi first. Rashi's case is that a Bechor who got killed within 30 days of birth, Ein Poit Noisai, you're not Poit him. V'chein Tani Rami Bar Chama. Again, this is Rab Ula, a third halacha of Ula in the name of Rab Lazer. V'chein Tani Rami Bar Chama. M'toich Shenemer Padei Sifta. The Torah says a double lashon of Padei Sifta. Yochel Afilu Nitriv, I would think, even if the child got killed. Why? Because basically this child could live for 30 days. It just got killed. It's a healthy child. So I would have thought the double lashon Padei Tifta is marbe, that you should have pigeon a ben on this child. But if it got nitrof, betoich lamed yoyim, I would have thought it works. Talmud Loimer, ach, the lashon of the pasuk is, ach, podoi sifta es bechor adam. Ach is a miyut, and it tells you don't get carried away with podoi sifta and say that this child also needs a pigeon. The answer is, it does not need a pigeon. Azoi learnt Rashi. Tosfos, in the second Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh Bechor, at the end of the Tosfos, brings the last line, Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam. No, Nitraf means Nasa Trefa. It became a Trefa. And it doesn't get pigeon. And it comes out of tremendous chiddush of Tosfos that this child, even if it will live after 30 days, will not get a pigeon. Because it's a Trefa, it can't live. And Tosfos says, now it's very good that we compare it to the case of a child that's born with two heads. Tosfos brings a Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Zayin that a child that's a trefa, that's born, Siamese twins, that's born with two heads, you have to pay 10 shkolim to the kohen, 5 shkolim for each head. So Tosfos says, now it's very good. According to Rashi, the Gemara over there compares it to trefa. According to Rashi, what's the comparison between two heads and nitraf? Nitrav is Nerag, according to Rashi, and two heads is a trefa, a child that can't live normally. But according to my pshat, Tosfos says very good, because Nitrav in our Gemara is not Nerag. Nitrav means it became a trefa. But the Meiri points out, what's not going to answer to the Kasha? Our Gemara says that if it's Nitrav, there is no pigeon. And over there it says, not only is there pigeon, but you have to pay 10 shkolim to the kohen instead of 5. So it's a stira. So the Meiri answers that it depends. we're speaking about we had a healthy child. It became a trefa. So that taket is no pidgin. But mashenki, if it's born a trefa, there is pidgin, because the halach in Hilchas Trefas is that there are trefas which, if they're there from originally at birth, they don't have a din trefa. But if the same trefa comes about after the animal was born healthy, then it does have a din trefa. That's the halach over here. So our Gemara, according to Tosfos, is a case of trefa that happened after it was born. B'soich lamed yoyim, even if it lived till after lamed yoyim, there will not be a din pidgin. Now a fourth halacha from Ula in the name of Rabbi Lazar, which is Nagei Masech the Kedushin, Behema Gasa, Nikas B'Mashicha, the Kenyan for big animals like cattle and horses is that you're coining it by moving, schlepping the animal from the Rishus of the Meicher out of the Rishus of the Meicher. Frank the Gemara of Anant Nan, B'Mesira, we learned that giving over the reins, you don't have to move it out at all, just giving over the reins is sufficient. The Gemara answers, Who the Omar Ulan, the name of Rabbi Lazar, learns kehai tana, like that tana, the sani we learned in Brisa, chachamim ayimim zuvazu m'mashicha. Zuvazu means both behema gasa and sheep and goats, which are behema daka. They both of them you can be kind of a m'mashicha. That's the shita that Ula in the name of Rabbi Lazar is following. Rav Shimon Omer, zuvazu b'akbo, you can do akbo. So sheep and goats, it's simple how you could pick them up. A steer, a bull, you can't. So Rashi says, what you do is you bring branches, you put it on the ground, and then when the animal jumps up and moves up on top of the branches, that's considered akbo, and you're kinda. And next halacha, v'amar l'amar Lazar, ha'achin shechalku, two brothers divided a Yerusha. And we have to estimate when they divide equal division. So we even estimate the clothing that they're wearing. You took this clothing from the Yerusha. How much is it worth? He took a fancier a pair of shoes, a fancier suit. How much is it worth to make sure it's evenly divided? So mashal ain't shaman. What's on them, you estimate. Doesn't estimate. Mashal b'nei sein ain't shaman. We don't estimate what the children are wearing. Rashi says, because this is a bezoyan to bring the children into Bezdin, who are not used to standing in front of three judges in a serious place and feeling ashamed. We're sensitive to their feelings. We don't drag them into court to see what they're wearing. The Rabbeinu Chananel says a different pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel says that clothing that was taken from the Tfusas Habayis, from the general estate, once they took it, and each brother saw the other one taking it, pshat is your moichel. Because listen, this chalukah, there's enough machloikis where we have chalukah of Yerusha as there is. But the brothers at least say, listen, what you're wearing, I'm not gonna be so petty that I'm gonna make you, make your children, and maybe you I will, the Gemara is saying. But at least your children, what your wife is wearing, Rabbeinu Chananel brings a Gemara where a magdish nechasev or marachas atzmai ein loy b'chsus ishtoy v'loy b'chsus bonav. In other words, there's a limit. Even a hegdish, we don't go and take the clothing of his wife. What he gave his wife, what he gave his children, that, they're moichel. They look the other way, they're moichel. The nafkin minna between these two pshatim of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel might be in Big Day Shabbos, which the Rabbeinu Chananel brings down. That according to the reason of Bezoyin, so we could say, okay, whatever they're wearing today, we don't want to see. But they have Shabbos clothing at home. Just bring the hanger with the Shabbos clothing. You don't have to embarrass them by them themselves coming down. So maybe that you would be shaman. However, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that personal clothing that they've already taken, we look the other way. That might be a svara, perhaps, even by Big Day Shabbos, to look the other way and be moichel, and they don't have to estimate. Amar Rapapa, said Rapapa, Pa'amim af ma'ashalem ain't shaman. Even though we said that we do estimate what the brothers who are coming into court, they're used to coming in court, so we do estimate what they're wearing. Sometimes even what they are wearing, we don't estimate. Mashkachel, so how do you find it? Begodol achi, the oldest brothers, the nichaluhu de lishtamun milei, because he dresses up in a fancy suit, because he wants to represent the estate, and his words should be taken into account, and if he dresses for the occasion, he will be more respected. So then, even what he's wearing, it's for the benefit of the brothers, all the brothers, that they have a good representative, the oldest one, and therefore, even what he's wearing, they do not estimate whether he took his fair share or not. It's interesting, the Poskim have a discussion, would that apply to his kapota and bekisha that he wears on Shabbos and Shul? How far do we go with him playing the part? Is it just his weekday business suit, or does it include even his stature amongst in the shtibel on Shabbos, how he looks? Is that estimated or not? V'amar olam Rab Lazar, the final halacha that we are going to learn today from Rav Ulla Amar Rav Lazar, which I believe is the sixth one. The seventh we'll leave Mircham for tomorrow, Shir. The Amar Ulla Amar Rav Lazar, Shaymer Shemash L'Shaymer, this is a machloikis in Bava Metzia, and the Gemara brings it here. If one Shaymer gave over to another Shaymer, putter. Whatever the first Shaymer would have been putter on, let's say Shaymer Chinam is putter on Gnei Vaveda, so the next Shaymer will not cause the first shomer to be chayev. Shomer shemasul shomer potter. V'loimi boy shomer chim shemasul shomer sacher. Certainly, if a shomer chim gave over to a shomer sacher, he's paying someone to watch it. The alui alui lishmirah. So he made the shmirah better because the shomer sacher is chayev even for gnei v'aveda, which a shomer chinam is potter. So when I gave it over to the next shomer, I'm elevating the level of shmirah. So that's for sure. If an oinus happened, so for sure the shomer chinam, the original shomer is potter. El afilu shomer sacher shemasu shomer chinam. Even when it goes down, a shomer sacher gave it over to a shomer chinam. The hashda gruya gaila shmirasei. Now he took someone who's making a worse shmirah. Why? Because a shomer chinam is potter for gnei v'aveda, and a shomer sacher is chayiv on gnei v'aveda. Nami potter. If an oinus happened, the shomer sacher is potter. Why? Sharei masul ben das. He can say to the mafkid, listen, what did I do wrong? I didn't do a pshia. I gave it over not to cher shait of a cotton. I gave it over to a responsible, intelligent person. So I wasn't negligent. And this was an oinus happened. So I'm potter. That's the shita of Ula in the name of Rav Lazar. However, Rav Amar, no. Shaymer, Shemaser, Shaymer, Chayiv. Even in any situation, once I gave it over to somebody else, I'm chayiv, even if an oinus happened, even an accident happened. V'loimi boy shomer sacher shemasu shomer chinam. Not only if I went down where shomer sacher gave it over to the hands of a shomer chinam, the gruye gaya l'shmirasai, he made the watching less because a shomer chinam is chayiv on less things than a shomer sacher. He's potter on gnei v'aveda ela fila shomer chinam shemasu l'shomer sacher. Even a shomer chinam gave it over to a shomer sacher chayiv the shomer chinam, who made it a better shmirah by giving it over to a shomer sacher who's chayiv for gnei v'aveda, the shomer chinam will be chayiv, let's say, for einstein if an einus happens. Why? What did he do wrong? He made a better shmirah. The amar lei, because the mafkid can say to the shomer, at mehemnis li b'shvua. A shomer chinam has to swear shloi pasha, that he wasn't negligent. So when I gave this over to you, I trusted you. And therefore, who says this was an einus? You say it was an oinus. Maybe it was a pshia. Oh, you're going to swear to me that it wasn't a pshia. You, I trust if you'll swear. But hi, loimam and libeshua. The other guy, I don't trust that it was an oinus. And that he wasn't pshia. I think maybe he was pshia. So by you giving it over to somebody I didn't trust, that means that you are obligated to pay. Even in the case of an oinus, that's the opinion of Rava, who disagrees with Ula in the name of Rav Lazar. Mitzvah tomorrow, Shir, we will conclude the last halacha of Ula in the name of Rav Lazar.